The International Day of Peace by Wallace G. Smith. Will lasting peace come through human effort? The United Nations General Assembly, in November 1981, unanimously passed a resolution establishing an annual International Day of Peace. As of 2002, September 21st has been made the permanent date of this annual observance. According to a United Nations website, Peace Day should be devoted to commemorating and strengthening the ideals of peace both within and among all nations and peoples. Since its inception, Peace Day has marked our personal and planetary progress toward peace. Peace is certainly something we must seek. And as Christians, we understand that peace and the fear of God, not terror, but rather an irresistibly motivating awe and compelling respect for Him, go hand in hand. Throughout the Bible, we find that true peace is rooted in obedience to God's laws and His ways. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. True knowledge and wisdom are only attainable if we start with a fundamental respect for our awesome Creator as our foundation. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. Without such reverence for our God, our quote-unquote planetary progress toward peace will be an exercise in futility. Helpfully, the UN website promoting Peace Day has a search function. Searching the site for Proverbs or Bible or Jesus brings the message, no results. Search for God brings only a curious reference to a Global Oneness Day scheduled for October 24th. So, let me contribute my own 2 cents to Peace Day by reminding us all of this plain truth about humanity. The way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Romans chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. This has been a fact of human nature since long before Peace Day was established, and it will still be true this year on September 21st. Is there no hope? What, if anything, can we do to advance the cause of real peace? What will God's people be doing on September 21st? God's annual Feast of Tabernacles this year begins on the evening of Wednesday, September 18th, and continues to sunset on Wednesday, September 25th. During this time, many thousands of people from all over the world will be gathering to celebrate what is, in essence, God's very own International Days of Peace, the celebration picturing a near but yet future time when Jesus Christ will rule planet Earth, assisted by His saints, giving our world true peace at last. During the Feast of Tabernacles, God's people not only anticipate this wonderful future, they learn how to live God's laws of peace more fully themselves. They picture a time when men will beat their swords into plowshares, as depicted by Evgeny Vucetic's famous statue, which stands outside the United Nations building in New York City. No longer will this statue represent an elusive ideal. It will become reality. Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it. Many people shall come and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us His ways, and we shall walk in His path. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. Isaiah chapter 2, verses 2 through 4. When the International Day of Peace comes this year, will you be doing something that actually advances the cause of real peace? If you are developing a genuine fear of God, awe and respect for His wondrous plan, I hope you will be praying fervently that His promised kingdom will be established soon here on the earth. Godspeed that day.